Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean, the weekend edition. First, with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back both Saturday and Sunday. So yesterday and the yesterday that was yesterday's yesterday. Let's not get into it. We've got Disneyland talk, Warriors talk. Sometimes people think that's the same thing. Jacob Rajan talking about 20 years of Indian theatre in New Zealand, basically. And wow, wearable arts awards. What, you know, that thing. But before any of that, I mean, it pains me to do this, but I think we will have to hear from the Crusaders coach skiting about beating up the Chiefs.
How nerve-wracking was that game last night for you and your coaching staff, particularly, you know, up to sort of the 55-minute mark, the Chiefs, the dominated territory, the dominated possession. Yes, you were ahead on the scoreboard, but I've got to admit, sitting at home, I sort of felt, hey, perhaps the Chiefs were going to get the victory.
Oh, I don't know about victory. There's lots of key moments that we won off the back of great D. Like, you've got to give the Chiefs, how good were they? Like, their skill set, their ability to hold the ball for long periods of phases. Damien McKenzie put on a wee show and Creedon played a sensational game. So, you look, you probably answered it with your question, really. It was one of those games that could have gone either way, but defensively, we're just so proud.
Yeah, it almost looks like in the second half of games, you're actually more comfortable without the ball, and I think that was the case last week with the Highlanders at times.
Yeah, look, we didn't actually get the ball back from it, and teams just hold it against us. You know, they hold for long periods. Look, we did that against the Highlanders the week before because we won that kick battle, and I didn't quite nail it this week. So it's something we've really got to nail coming into the Veldt, and they played a different style, the Lions, and you looked at 81% possession for their second half, and the Hurricanes just couldn't stay with them. So we've got to be smart.
Yeah, it's a frustrating watching the Chiefs go down to the Crusaders, because I really felt like the Chiefs played better for a lot of the game and then didn't actually score any, you know, tries at the end of all that effort. Anyway, it's always next year, I suppose. Right, it's been holidays recently. Kate Hawkesby went to Disneyland, took some kids and Mike Hosking. That must have been an experience.
So now finally, school's back. And there's something about routine with kids, isn't there? Not just little kids, but big ones too. Knowing where you're at, knowing what time everyone will be out of bed instead of pleading with them at midday to please get up, knowing what time they'll be home, knowing that the sum total of the food they'll need today is actually contained in their school bag, knowing that only one set of clothes will need washing today, knowing that homework will consume enough of their time in the afternoon that they won't get up to too much mischief. The surety of routine is indeed a blessed thing for parents. So we welcomed back the school term with open arms, and sure as eggs, the netball tournaments and the dance classes and the sports fixtures and the homework projects, the speeches, the cross-country training, etc., 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 all came zooming back into focus. Kids' lives are busy. And by default, so now are parents. We were back to the tedious repetition of asking ourselves the obvious and most often asked question over and over again. Do they do too much? Do we do too much? Isn't this meant to be the age of mindfulness and nothingness and slowing down? What the hell am I doing up at 7 a.m. driving halfway across town for a netball tournament? So to everyone of you that is heading out onto a sports sideline this morning, gathering up tired, cold children, finding muddy shoes and boots, packing the car with gear, sitting in traffic only to stand cold and tired on a probably rainy sideline watching your kids play sport and pretending they're genius at it, I salute you. This morning in here, in the confines of a dry studio, with my husband at home left to tend to all of the above, I feel very lucky. It feels like a sneaky morning off disguised as work.
Yes, I think I can really empathise with Kate there. The best thing about being a parent is when your kids aren't anywhere near you. Is that what she was saying? I think that's what she was saying. Now, the Warriors. What can you say? Let's not say anything. Let's leave it to Stacey Jones. He used to be a Warrior. He was pretty good at it.
Do these players want to be professional rugby league players? Because I guess as somebody in the media, but also as somebody a fan of rugby league, I've got to say I do start to question what their motivation is.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she's a tough business, and I can understand, you know, people looking from the outside in that's what it can look like. But you know, I know players work really hard, and it's small margins in this business. And when you don't get it right, you get hurt, and that's what's happening to us at the moment. We're just not not nailing those moments in the game, and that's where it gets hurt. That's the difference between a team that wins footy games and a team that loses. And unfortunately, we're the latter.
Yeah, I guess the frustrating thing from a fan's point of view is it just doesn't appear that the players seem to learn from week to week, because every week it seems to be a very similar blueprint. It's the little things. It's the hands that let them down. It's missed tackles.
Yeah, well, you know, the last 2 weeks it's been our attack that's let us down. You know, the execution of a simple pass, concentrating, and probably 2 weeks before that it was our defence and lapses in concentration. And I thought our defence has improved the last couple of weeks. And like I said, our simple attacking fundamentals is what's hurting us. And the first half, Mason Lino, key player in our team, came up with some errors that came unstuck. And then he pulled himself back in the second half. And then it was, you know, Isaac Luke had a dummy half, you know, fumbled the ball. And then, you know, Atta Hingano threw a pass to Sam Lassone under pressure that he couldn't hold. And, you know, the good teams nail them, and we're not doing it at the moment. It's not good enough.
Yes, it is a bit frustrating that the Warriors seem to, you know, everybody has a bad game every now and again. But unfortunately, the Warriors at the moment seem to be coming up with a bunch of Warriors all having bad games in the same game quite consistently. And that math just doesn't work. Now, Heather Duplessis-Allen was standing in for Andrew Dickens on the Sunday Morning Cafe yesterday, and she talked to Jacob Rajan, who is the sort of the godfather of Indian theatre in New Zealand.
Hey, so it's 20 years since Krishnan's Dairy. Are you guys doing anything to celebrate?
Yeah. I mean, we've rocked around the country with the Pickle King as a sort of celebration. The show was our third show, probably most awarded show, and we've revived it, rebooted it for 2017, and it's been sort of doing our most kind of ambitious 10-centre tour, and we're winding into Auckland.
Ah, right, so you're taking a play around the country, but what about just throwing yourselves a party?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about it. It's just we're flat out at the moment, and probably going to end up with a pie and a coffee somewhere.
A pie and a coffee sounds like something you do after a long night. 20 years, I mean, that must have been pretty difficult at times to be doing. I mean, we all know that theatre especially doesn't pay very well. It must have been very, very challenging from year to year.
Yeah. I mean, my favourite sort of quote is that the wolves may not be at the door, but they're always salivating at the edge of the yard. So that's kind of been the, theatre isn't really a career, it's a chronic gambling addiction. We put ourselves on the line every time we put a show up, but, you know, touch wood, 20 years, it's been a pretty blessed run, really.
That's a lovely quote from Jacob there, isn't it? It's about it being a gambling addiction. It is very much what it's like. I've been involved with lots of different kinds of theatre over the years, and it always just seems to be on the verge of failing and disappearing. Sometimes it does. But I guess that's what puts the pressure on to do the job. Anyway, before I choke up on that, let's talk about the world of wearable arts. A different, slightly different kind of art.
Susie, last year more than 300 cast and crew worked on this show, including 36 models and 34 dancers. I mean, these numbers, it's mind-blowing. Can you give us some insight into what goes on in producing such a show?
Oh, well, it's a giant of a thing to produce, that's for sure. We have an amazing team here in Nelson who work really hard all year to make sure the show happens. But when we hit Wellington, and in fact, I think at present we're unpacking all our garments over there as we speak, it becomes its own little city in a way, where there's around 400 people involved in staging this mammoth event.
How difficult was it to leave Nelson and take the show to Wellington?
Oh, that was just such a hard decision. You know, I'm a Nelsonian, I love Nelson, and this is the birthplace of Well, but at the end of the day, it just didn't have the infrastructure for us to grow. We could only, I think the sports stadium we worked in only could seat, I think it was about 1,200 people, and we were flying in plane loads of technicians and various people to, you know, stage the show, so it was just becoming too expensive.
So Dame Susie Moncrief there, talking to Kate Hawksby, who was standing in for Jack Tame Saturday morning. Well, you learn something new every day. I did not know that people who've come from Nelson are Nelsonians, so that's all good information. I'm Glenn ZB. It's been quite a culturally diverse News Talk ZB weekend edition. We've got sport, we've got arts, culture and theatre. Didn't have any cuisine this time, which is good, because I don't like talking about that, because it always makes me hungry. Anyway, maybe next time we will see you tomorrow for more News Talk ZB then.